Good afternoon, everybody. It's time at 4 o'clock, and we'll call to order the Town of Discovery Bay board planning meeting. If I could ask everyone to stand up and call town manager, Mike, on the pledge of allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Director Porter, are you on the phone?
I am on the phone.
Here, roll call, please.
Let the record reflect that roll call has been taken and all members are present.
Thank you. This is the time for public comments. If there's any members of the public that wishes to address the board on any item that's not on today's agenda, this is your opportunity to speak to us. You have 3 minutes. I'll ask for those who are not speaking to mute their phones. Are there any members of the public that wish to speak at this point? If so, please identify yourself. Okay, hearing none, we'll close public comments, and then we'll start with the presentation.
Good afternoon, board, and welcome to the special annual board planning meeting. Today's agenda, what we'll be going through is make sure our board of directors information is right, including terms of office, and that you feel you're adequately represented in your picture. Then we're going to come into reviewing our mission, vision, goals, and values. And then we're going to take you on a journey looking back at the things we've accomplished in 2020. From there, we will take you into the area of things that are currently in progress. And then we're going to look ahead to 2022 and then conclude with board input. These slides, I am not going to read these slides to you. You've had an opportunity to have the packet before today's meeting, but I will give you an opportunity to glance at the slides and an opportunity to ask questions about any of the particular items on that slide. And I have our full complement of managers here, except for Julie Carter. She's dealing with a dad at home that just got out of the hospital. But we have Dina that's going to take that role if necessary. So with that, if there's no questions, we'll begin. And there you are. That's actually a pretty good picture, you got to admit. So that's on our website. And this is your current office title and your terms of office. We want to make sure that that's correct because that's what's represented on the website. And pretty good looking group. Okay. Not hearing anything, I will move to slide 5. These are the district representative listings. Please make sure that we both got it right in terms of who was assigned to which committee name and who is the alternate director. Okay, not hearing anything, I will move on to slide 6.
Where's the committee listing? These are the district representatives.
Committee listings are on the under your picture, or above your picture, director, Vice President Graves.
Oh, okay.
This is our mission, vision, goals, and values. These have been in place a long time. In fact, they were here even before I got here, but they seem appropriate. And each year we review these at the board workshop to see if they still adequately represent our mission, vision, goals, and values. Director Graham.
I have a suggestion. Do you want me to hold till the end? Or
no, you can.
Okay. Oh, I think these are wonderful, but one thing I think it would be very timely to add is something about inclusion and diversity. Something very, it doesn't have to be long, something short, like Town of Discovery Bay is committed to a work environment and community governance that values and supports diversity and inclusion. Something very simple.
We could take it back to internal ops and start with it in committee if the board feels that's appropriate way to do that. back at 2020. First quarter, January through March. We'll begin with resolutions that were passed. Again, if you have any questions on any particular slide.
You know, I've seen this a few times, and I don't know what went on at this point in time. The discontinuation of residential water service for non-payment. What was that?
Okay, SB 998 actually was put into law before COVID. And SB 998, in the short version, is that agencies of our size and larger cannot discontinue water service for non-payment unless certain conditions are first met.
Okay.
And so that was a whole policy that we had to write and include, and it was a big deal. It was mandated by law that
okay.
it start. That's
okay.
our start.
Okay. Nope. Just curious. Thank you.
No further questions. I'll go to slide 10. This is a lot of the big meat of what we do. This is ordinance number 7. This is what we look to regarding our water regulations and service orders.
Hey, Mike, going back to it, Director Graham's question, are these resolutions available with explanation on our website? We can ask this question because we're here, but if somebody out in the public wanted to go, well, what do you mean you quit, you know, can they go look those up and it gives an explanation on our website?
Yes, actually on the website you can go and you can click on it by title or click on it by number and it will bring up the actual resolution.
Okay, so anybody can make themselves smarter if they wanted to by... going, I mean, if they saw this and went, well, whatever, give them free water or whatever, however they interpret it, because they don't know, right? Like Carolyn didn't know, they can look that up.
About 3 clicks from the homepage.
Okay, great, thank you.
So let's look at accomplishments. As we see here, we got park and landscape and some of the awards and recognitions that we received in 2020. Something the district should be very proud of is our platinum level. There are only 12 districts out of over 2,300 districts that hold that distinction in the state. I'll go to slide 12. We're now in quarter 2, April through June. Again, resolutions.
I was just going to say, tell Dina, this is exactly when a Chromebook would be. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So we don't have to try to go, okay, which slide's he on? Okay, yeah, we're on the same slide.
Oh, they should be numbered in the back.
They're fine. Okay. Finally got the pickleballers the attention that they needed, and that's good. I'm glad we finally resolved that. That's been going on since back in Rick's day. Or what do we do with pickleballers?
I think you used the word finally. I'm not sure about that word.
Well, we've gotten them a lot. And they've asked, they've worked hard for it, they deserve it. I'm not in any way being, in fact, I thought it was funny when I pulled into the lot yesterday for a meeting. I mean, there's a guy that's got a car that says pickleball on the license plate. I'm like, really?
Oh, yeah.
It's pretty passionate. They're pretty passionate about it. So I'm glad we can.
I would just like to take a moment to talk about the staff changes. We hired Board Secretary Yesenia. She's been doing a great job, and she's added quite a bit to where now you can go on and get bid documents on our website. We never had that before, and we've made some other kind of very innovative changes. So we really appreciate the work that she's done, and she's come in and had to work with some of our modern equipment here, and works very hard to get the agendas together and to make sure that the minutes are accurate and timely for the next board meeting. And of course, my executive assistant, Maddie, she has really done a superb job in every way, and has actually, she's responsible for putting this slide together, and you can see she does an excellent job on this, but she's made other, is responsible for a lot of the administrative changes that have taken place as we go through this slide. And it was a very difficult position because Sue Heinold, who was here prior, of course, had so much tenure and knew where all the bones were buried, and the first thing Natty had to do was dig up those bones and take a look at them. So we appreciate all her hard work. And then we transferred Carol McCool, to who was Yesenia's predecessor, to a part-time status at the community center because we had Matt Kaiser leave. We promoted Monica to recreation supervisor, so that left a spot, and that is going to be modified a little later on in the slide presentation. So I really appreciate the bringing great people on.
Can I make a quick comment about that? I didn't realize that they were as new as they were. And onboarding as a new director on the board, it was awesome. You guys made me think that you've been here forever. So,
I agree.
It's amazing. So, yeah, we've got a crackerjack staff. We really do, everybody. Order three. We're now on slide 19, and these are the resolutions that we and projects that we undertook. Moving on to slide 20. Staff changes, we hired Louis Mora as one of our landscapers. We had made a decision to move Corey into assist as a dual responsibility with water or wastewater under Aaron's supervision, and move Louis in as an employee, and he is a hustler, which would be a bad thing if you're in finance, but it's a good thing because he's in landscaping. And he really works, he's a hard worker, and it's been an excellent addition. Of course, Bernie retired, and Director Elite resigned, creating a board vacancy. Slide 21. Two. now going to move into October to December, October 4th, 2020. Yes.
I should bring this up in a committee meeting, but it wasn't on a thing that brought to my attention. The UV system over at Plant 2, there's always been a fine balance there to be effective, you know, and we've had problems with bulbs before, we've had problems with high readings, probably anomalies, but they were reported because they were anomalies. Is everything, it seems like it must be smooth, I haven't heard anything about it.
So there is an issue with the UV system. It is the water's turbulent running through there. So what's it actually permitted for, it can't meet those numbers. It meets a lower number that's almost cut in half. And they believe it has to do with the weirs and the gates at the beginning of the UV system. And we're actually in the process of figuring out of removing those weirs to see if the water stabilizes as it goes through the UV system.
So there's too much turbidity and that's not
too good, yeah.
Not a lot of UV processes.
The water is, you want the water moving through the bulb smoothly. They're just all over the place. So when you stress test.
Are we getting any violations from that?
No. Okay. This is only for max flow for our max permit limits. We're nowhere near that right now. But we want to improve that before we get there.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
As usual, your sixth sense kicked in. I don't know how you do that. But you do. All right, going into the resolutions in the fourth quarter of 2020. And moving on to slide 28.
Originally coming out of the well. And discharges into a stormwater drain and it's undersized. So we just upsize it and spill it over the black hole.
So it just run out into the creek then?
Yes.
As a side note, so when we're looking at well 8, we're trying to strike a deal with Pantages, that runoff is what we're going to do to top off their lakes, is that correct, from that well area?
Correct.
So it's...
Is that much volume that comes out of there?
Well...
Every little bit helps.
It's not so much, yeah, it's not so much that we'll discharge into that, which will help top it off. If we have to run a little longer, I don't see why there's any issue, but our main goal is just to top it off and we discharge into that, which then overflows into our storm drain basin.
Win-win.
But that's raw water out of the aquifer, it's not processed water.
Correct.
So it's not expensive.
Untreated, yep.
So, okay.
One question for you. Neither of us know what this is. What is an outfall diffuser?
Okay, that's a good question.
The outfall diffuser is the discharge of our wastewater plants. So once we get done completing the treatment process,
mm-hmm.
we remove the solids dry, we dry it in,
when,
we have that pulled off. And
yeah,
then the liquid, we treat that and discharge it into Old River, which is the diffuser.
Okay, those are those pumps that are...
No, the diffuser is actually up in Old River.
Okay.
There's roughly about 30 diffusers that allows the water to come up and discharge the deltas to make the big turbulent issue.
Okay. Any other questions? Okay. Our current state. These are projects that are in progress right now, so we'll just kind of go through these on slide 32. Moving to slide 33.
I'm sorry, Mike, real quick. So on the zone study?
Yes.
What's the current status of that, and do we have...
Bill?
I'll speak for the audience. As far as I know, Julie, I've worked together with Julie to figure out exactly how much time is spent in each of the different zones. So that's, and she's getting back with the zone analysts on that.
Got it. But that's not the umbrella zone that we talked about. That's a different.
Well, this is.
Okay.
These are the zone consultants that are trying. So we're trying to get the zone, in the process of giving the zone consultants good numbers so that they have good data, and then they can put together a plan for what areas should pay for what areas, and then a plan to bring it to the voters under Prop 218. And so we're almost there. I believe you've pretty much finished up, and
yeah.
We'll be supplying those numbers to the consultant firm.
Okay, then at some point they'll come back up here and do a presentation to us.
Yes.
And Brian, you're talking about the zone project that we've talked about.
Yes.
Yeah, going ways back now. Okay, I have another question. Financing for the gentrification project. Are there any monies available from the state on that? Will they give us a low interest loan or?
You can go through, there's various ways to finance. The state is not going to pay for it. They won't pay for things. We're not a DAC. A DAC is a disadvantaged community. And there's venues for applying for grants, and
mm-hmm.
we get outpaced every single time. It's not worth the effort
mm-hmm.
at all. And but there are different ways to finance. There's financing through bonds. There's financing through established governmental institutions that provide government financing
mm-hmm.
at a lower rate. And there's pros and cons to each, and that'll be brought before the finance committee and then for a recommendation before the board. So,
when is that scheduled to happen?
I believe it should be coming up in the next month or so.
Oh, no. I think Julie and I were talking about doing that possibly bonding or financing in January of 2022. So that enables us to encompass the well into that, and we do have enough money to sustain gentrification until that point. So.
And so,
hi, this is finance manager Julie Carter. I'm on the line.
Oh, hi, Julie.
We're also one of the items that we're waiting for the figure out the financing is the bid for the D&I project. Because we want to make sure we have that amount. And that's going to be coming in here shortly. And then we'll count back the months. And Vina was correct in saying that January is kind of the target.
Another question.
Have it complete.
So in the third quarter, it's going to end up coming to the finance department then, huh?
Probably, yes, because we're going to have
to... finance committee, excuse me.
Yeah. Probably will become sooner than that because it does take 3 months to get through the financing. So.
And there's other strategies to be considered other than just financing the D9 because there's a strategy in the bond payoff of the other bonds where you can capitalize on lower interest rates and payoffs that have, on those bonds that have matured, allow us to pay without penalty. So there's a lot of strategy. It's going to be a chess match when that occurs. Director Green.
I apologize if I missed something here, but at one point we had talked about the current bonds are being looked at to be refinanced.
Yes.
Now, is that...
That's what I was just saying.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Our oldest bond right now, we could look at rolling that in, paying it off, and
rolling it in. And rolling it in. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So with, depending on which way you decide to finance, yes, we're going to be looking at making sure we get a better interest rate and roll that in.
Excellent.
And I just want to let you know, this money that we're spending on the project before we receive financing, because the board passed a reimbursement resolution before any monies were spent, we can actually go back now and use bond money to repay us back, if we so choose, for the money that we've advanced. So you can't do that.
Oh, you can replenish your reserves, more or less.
To replenish our reserves, correct. Slide 33.
What are you hearing about?
Just stuff. I keep looking at stuff that's been here for years, like Edgeview and St. Andrews replacement. We're still talking about the underwater crossing. In fact, I just wrote a note about to ask about that. Can you, Aaron, on our next water, wastewater committee, can we address those two issues a little bit more? Or, Dana, you're putting together that agenda. Huh?
So you want to address the Edgeview and St. Andrews?
I want to.
So are you thinking that, because every time we have a conversation, I think you're mistaken that with the sewer main that runs behind the lake house to...
That's the Edgeview route. That's the...
That's a different project. Edgeview and St. Andrews is the water main that runs along.
Well, it's a doggone good thing you know what I'm thinking.
Yeah. So the Edgeview and St. Andrews is the water main that runs along through the people's properties. So Edgeview is the street right here that faces the school. But if you go one more block east.
Yeah.
Where the clubhouse exit gate right there is.
Yeah.
If you were to go west from there, all those homes on the south side of Edgeview has the water main in their properties. And there's been a few times where the service line...
Oh, yeah, right. Yeah, right. It runs right through the middle. It runs from St. Andrews to the exit to the...
Between St. Andrews and Clubhouse.
And Clubhouse.
Right there. Yep.
You showed me a diagram of that.
Yep.
So what about the other project that this keeps popping around in my head? Is that a wastewater issue? Yeah,
that's a wastewater issue, yes.
And we're not addressing that yet?
Not right now, no.
Okay. Sorry.
That's okay.
I can bring the underwater.
Actually, Dina's got a plan. I'm sorry, Dina. I stepped on your toe. Dina's got a plan on how we're going to address some of these things through our committees as they need to be. So just whatever Dina's plan is fine. I'm sure she'll make sure I know what I need to know in time.
In the Orion readers, listen to them.
Go ahead.
So the Orion readers is something that I brought up in the Water Wastewater Committee yesterday. These are the endpoints that attach to the meters. They collect the information off the meter and bring it onto the network.
All right, yeah. Dina mentioned this. Okay, thank you.
It's one of those, it's a deal that's too good to refuse kind of scenarios for some people. Okay, going on to wastewater on slide 34.
The old dredge boat.
Slide 35. regarding staff changes, my retirement, and the hiring of a new general manager, we have requests for RFPs from 5 different headhunter firms. I should be getting those in time for putting that before the board in a closed session at the next regular board meeting. And at that closed session, we'll be asking, I'm going to try to synopsize the information for you because they're sending really big packets. And we will hopefully select a firm, and then the process begins from there.
So, Mike, when you, if you can lay it out in a chart so we can see pros, cons.
I'm going to try.
Kind of like what Dina did with the.
Yep, okay. Exactly what I intend to do. We're now on slide 36. Projects in progress. Let the record reflect that. Okay.
Sorry.
It's quite all right.
Real quick, Bill, do you have any potential dates on completion of the west side of Sierra Bay Boulevard and as far as the islands are concerned?
The islands?
Well, both. I mean, so what do you have a completion date of this and when do you expect to move on?
Okay, so I'd like to finish the mulch part of the boulevard probably next week and then see more in with that financing. If you notice, I've left some bare spots. If I have enough money, I'd like to do something a little bit grander on the COA. So next week, just on the mulch, and then seeing where I'm with finance is probably done 2 weeks after that.
We're going to do a quick refresh of Poe Drive again.
Okay.
Before we head out to the islands. So that could delay it a little bit depending how much work is out there.
So I guess I'm a little confused. Like going back to Discovery Boulevard, I thought we allocated enough funds for you to complete the project. So did we not allocate enough funds, or do you need more funds?
Well, let me see where I'm at after I purchase all the materials for what I'm doing now. I have enough funds to just do the mulch. Enough funds for that. But if I have an extra $10,000 or so, I can do something a little better.
Because the whole intent, I thought, from the board was to do kind of something special for the boulevard. So,
although that was going to be added money if we wanted to do something special for the boulevard. But otherwise, the boulevard was just a refresh.
You and I talked about this. This goes back before Director Porter was on Park and Rec. Yeah. We would invite you to bring ideas to the committee. You and I talked about this though, so I'm not stepping on your phone. To bring ideas back to the committee, if it costs money, at least bring it forward and let the Park and Rec committee take a look at it and say, hey, we'll take $40,000 out of Hoffman money and give it to you if it's gonna make an impact, it's gonna be beneficial to the town. Yeah. We have money, I'm not speaking out of turn here, am I? I mean, we have money there that was designed to replace some of the repairs that we put off. And we need to bring it to them, and they can bring it to us. And if it's a good idea and it's going to make an impact in the community, we would like to see you beautify and enhance the overall. Don't be stuck on the budget. Ask. We will.
And I'm,
okay.
We just spoke earlier, Dean and I. And
we'll say no if it's no.
And one more thing, when you were talking earlier, it sounded like maybe you were were you coming in slightly under what you anticipated on the original budget, or are you hitting right on?
Yeah, about slightly under.
Okay.
Deferred maintenance was the term I was looking for.
Yes.
I would encourage you, Bill, as an architect as well, to bring ideas forward.
Sure.
Feel free to do that.
Will do.
You'll never be told, what are you talking about? Well,
so
I guess I should. I shouldn't speak. I shouldn't speak for everybody, but I won't tell you that.
No, you will tell them that, and then you'll remember what you were talking about, and then you'll change it.
But you said.
Okay, so let's talk about staff changes again real quick on slide 36. Carol McCool's position has always been a full-time position, but it was the position was 50% water wastewater and 50% park and landscaping. Because of the dynamic with how they worked with Matt Kaiser, where he was actually the supervisor, but he was part-time and Monica was full-time, and his as the underling. She did perform that function at that time, but that was changed because Carol really needed to focus on park and landscape, and she was really on your department. So we're going to reinstitute that position, and that's all been budgeted for. So you'll see Carol's due to retire, I think June 3rd is probably going to be your last day. So we're going to start looking for replacements. Okay, so that concludes where we're at, and as you can see, we're involved in many things. But we also look into the future on things that we would like to have on our radar screen and look at, and we're moving now to slide 38. And then into 2022.
Hey, how's the media filter system working? I mean, you know, we built that, put it in, and really haven't heard that much about it since then. I guess it's that efficient?
Well,
the filtration plant?
We're actually in the middle of changing out media filter right now.
No, wait, are we talking about water or wastewater?
Water.
Okay, I'm talking about the filtration system that we put in for the sand filters for the wastewater.
Wastewater?
That $8 million project we did a few years back that you know, we did that. It was a big deal. It's a big block of concrete. It was highly technical. We never heard anything more about it, which is good news, I think.
Yeah.
But can you just briefly update us on that and tell us that it is good news?
It's good news. It's okay. Doing good.
It's doing what it was designed to do.
Yeah, they had issues because it was a learning curve on how to operate that sand filtration, and we were getting algae blooms in there. But since
that's right.
Once you learn how to and when you have to backwash the filters, you have an idea. It'll tell you when it needs to be backwashed, and you can prevent these problems. I do not know how often you have to change the media filter that you're talking about. I will look into that.
That's fine. It was a big deal when it went in. Mm-hmm. And it was also a big deal because that was one of those projects that we did not give Veolia enough time to get used to, and we got some failures right off the bat that got the attention of the state. And I believe we over-engineered that on purpose for capacity reasons. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Because we're talking about increasing capacities.
Yeah. So that takes you back to the UV. What the permit is for the UV? We wanted to build the filter.
Do you think we're going to have to add another line of UVs with the new? If we add 2,000 homes? Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Moving on to slide 39.
Good.
I have a question. Under parks and landscape, and maybe you two already know the answer to this, but at what point will we start looking at specifically for the community center as far as updated lighting, redoing grass, changing out maybe some surfaces to more multi-use surfaces? Is that anything that you have?
Mark, do you want to answer that?
For lighting?
Okay,
so you're talking about general enhancements,
yeah.
Focusing on the community center itself?
Yeah, mainly the outside.
Well, what
yeah.
happens is we will bring it to the Park and Rec Committee, and we will talk about those things at the Park and Rec Committee. These are things that staff is identifying. Board input is we would also like to see these things, but then you have to prioritize because you have a fixed dollar amount. And that dollar amount, unless we dip into the Hoffman money, which is perfectly acceptable.
Why wouldn't we dip into the Hoffman money for
pardon?
Some? Why wouldn't we dip into the Hoffman money for some upgrades? And
I think that should be discussed with this board. It did get discussed with the previous board, but I think that I would. Great point, and to that, and I'm a little frustrating because we didn't. It just came in at the end of this board. I mean, the money was pretty much a gift to this board.
Mm-hmm.
It just came in
mm-hmm.
6 months ago. So I would encourage Park and Rec to look at. Enhancing the lighting in the parking lot, man.
Yeah,
I know Mike keeps telling me how expensive it is, but
yeah.
it's a pit out there at night.
Yeah, it's
and
dangerous.
If we're gonna have
yeah.
meetings in here, and you know, as we get out of COVID, I really think we ought to look
yeah.
seriously at enhancing the lighting out in front.
And I think that's something we can do, but I think we've only had two parks and landscaping committee meetings.
No, I'm with you.
And I know Monica, when we first sat down and met. I know she had some great ideas and thoughts that she had for.
All those things are on our wish list. But also, it's a part of timing, too, because we have to look at a new main office building. And the main office building may in some way be attached here, and we may be able to use monies attached to the new office building to improve the grounds here. So this is going to be a chess move on how we do some of this stuff. But there's lots of improvements that need to be made, and it's going to be the board's determination on how they want to spend the Hoffman money. It's not a staff decision. The staff works within the budget, and the Hoffman money has been kind of put aside as a special line item, if you will, for the board to consider using at their option and will.
But just to clarify, we probably need to make a decision about office buildings first for various reasons. Decide what to do with the landscaping and stuff like that, and hopefully tie it all in together so it's succinct and concurrent.
Staff would absolutely agree with you. So the improvements that we do make here need to be strategic. For example, repairs to the tennis courts, that's going to have no impact on the office building. Securing the fencing around the community center, the fences are dilapidated at the far north and south ends. Those are the fencing we're talking about. That's probably not going to change. So we're trying to identify things that are not going to be, that we have to redo, and could have been more strategic if we tie it into a possible future. So I agree, Rick.
Okay.
Mike, do you have a time frame when you're going to bring to the board more conversations about the office relocation? Is it this year or next year, or do we?
I believe that it's going to be soon. It needs to be sooner than later. As you know, AWIA, the AWIA report, the America Water Infrastructure Act risk and resilience report that we need to create is more than likely going to identify some of the security issues of our current location. So what we are is we're just hanging ourselves out the longer that we wait. So I would suggest when the new general manager comes on that you think about I'll make this recommendation now, that you think about hiring a consultant to spearhead the various ideas and doing all the legwork, because none of these staff, current existing staff, are going to be able to devote enough time, energy, and concentration to what needs to be done and working with all the pieces that are going to have to take place to bring informative information to you in which you can make decisions. So I would recommend that take place after the new general manager, but not far thereafter.
Or during the current general manager?
Well, we could hire a consultant, but it's probably, we can talk more about it, but soon and later.
Well, because a lot of what the Park and Recs and other committees are going to do would be predicated on what happens here, so
right.
Yeah, it's all tied together, as you said, so.
Right. Okay. And I think we have that on the board here.
Which might be a nice project for you, because you see, you've been here for 5 years, you see the overview, you see how they may be connected, and just to put together a little white paper on, okay, these are things we need to consider when we talk about this, because it's going to affect this, which is going to affect that. And you really see it better than we do, and if you know that would be a nice little recommendation maybe on what we need to keep our eyes open for as we move forward.
Yeah. I have a quick question. The big long project thing that involves security that I can't remember the acronym that you said.
AWIA, America Water Infrastructure Act.
Yes, that one. Do we already know what some of those items are going to be, so we can start addressing them, or we can talk about them?
Let's wait for the report to come out.
Okay.
Because some of it we may have to talk in strategic, some of it's going to involve security. It's going to involve cybersecurity. So it's really on two fronts. And that report is due in June to be on file. June 30th to be on file. And so we're still working on that. So I don't, but you will be, we will be involved in. So if you identify it, now you have to go and rent
it. Fix it.
Yeah. Okay, going on to slide 40, and the building wasn't on there. So this is what we're asking for. If you have any input regarding the things you want to see, you heard from Director Graham regarding you know, improvements to the community center, but that's the kind of information we're looking for. Staff does a pretty good job of thinking of most things, so you don't have to come up, you don't have to come up with anything, but if you do, we'd like to hear it and start thinking about it and planning for it.
Well, we've made several suggestions during this meeting. I'm sure somebody's been recording those.
Yes. Okay.
This would be a good time to open to public comments, or should we?
This would be a good time to open to public comments.
Okay. Well, for any members of the public who are listening, we talked about a lot today. If there's any comments or anyone wishes to speak up, this is your opportunity. Are there any members of the public that wish to address the board? All right, hearing none, I will close public comments.
And thank you for joining us today, but wait, that's not all.
Look at you, Steve Jobs.
Don't forget the
what?
That's cute.
Oh, I saw that on the sign as I drove into town.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
All right, thank you, board, very much. I appreciate your attention, and I know that was long to have that many slides, but I think it catches you up to date.
It's interesting to see everything you've written down, and you look back like, wow, we actually really did accomplish quite a bit.
It's amazing. More than ever.
Yeah, I was surprised at how much was there.
Yeah, quite a bit.
Okay.
Oh,
meeting adjourned. 4:47.